What is leadership? The first responsibility of a leader is to define reality. The last is to say thank you. In between the two, the leader must become a servant and a debtor. That sums up the progress of an artful leader. Concepts of leadership, ideas about leadership, and leadership practices are the subject of much thought, discussion, all kinds of books, a lot of writing, much teaching and learning. So, in response to what's happening in the world around us, and as good stewards of BJC, the executive leadership, with a lot of input from your colleagues around the system, actually 23 to be exact, came together over a year and a half ago and talked about what a leadership practice would look like for BJC leaders. What could BJC do to impart those teachings and learnings to our own leadership? Thus was created the BJC Leadership Institute. Really, really exciting. I have the privilege of teaching one of the classes and reviewing the evaluations after the classes, and the feedback from you and your colleagues has been very positive, which says to me, BJC is on the right track. We are giving you, as leaders, the tools that you need to be effective, both personally and professionally, as well as helping to identify the next generation of leaders. When you attend Leadership Institute, the Tier 1 courses, this is really the foundation, the tools to give you to validate or perhaps teach you some new tricks, if you will, teach you some new concepts. But the goal behind the creation of the Leadership Institute is to give you, the people who are entrusted with the human assets of our corporation, the tools you need to be truly effective leaders. True leaders are sought after and they're cultivated. And that's what we're trying to do with the implementation of the Leadership Institute. Leadership is not an easy subject to explain. One of my friends, actually a mentor of mine, characterizes leaders simply as, leaders don't inflict pain, they bear pain. I thought that was a very interesting concept. Leaders should leave behind them assets and legacy. Leaders are also responsible for future leadership. To be a leader is to enjoy the special privileges of complexity, of ambiguity, and of diversity. It also means having the opportunity to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those who permit leaders to lead. So I hope that you will take advantage of all of the programs within Tier 1, will be inspired and perhaps prompted to think about the classes in Tier 2, and just take full advantage of these incredible tools that are given to you. The classes are taught by many of our BJC executive leaders, and you can learn firsthand in small group settings from folks who have been in your shoes, have walked a mile or two or three, and can share with you some really practical ideas.